And there's one.
Hey guys,
Tipsy Topics. We're waiting on the other one to join. She'll figure it out eventually. I'll just keep inviting her.
It took me a minute.
Oh, to get the invite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I've sent her like 3, so hopefully she figures that out soon. Anytime now.
Scramble!
Ooh, right. Anyway, while we wait patiently...
We got a lot of topics for you guys.
Quite a few. A
lot of updates, I would say.
Quite a few. There she is.
Here I am.
There it is.
So we're all here. It's me, Sierra. And
Sheena.
And Tierra.
Sheena. All right, so welcome back. It's been a while. Well, no, okay, so to be fair, we apparently did a tipsy topic last week from Argentina.
Yeah.
I was present.
She was not.
I was not there.
You were there.
You were literally fussed about what you were going to eat while sitting in a restaurant.
Yep. And then you got steak, and it was delicious.
It was really good. I guess that could be one of the things that we talk about. It's our trip.
You want to talk about the DC trip first?
Yes. So that was the first thing that we wanted to go over. We had went to DC, like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
2 weeks ago? And this was the first time we were up there with our friend Maymay. And she just insisted on taking us to a hot pot. A hot pot pot?
Hot pot. Hot pot place.
Okay.
Hot pot.
Richard. And we went to a place called Hot Pot Hot Spot. Right?
Yes.
Or was it Hot Spot Hot Pot?
It was Hot Pot Hot Spot.
I thought it was Hot Pot Hot Pot.
I think you're doing it backwards. It's Hot Spot Hot Pot.
Hot I believe spot, that's what it was.
Okay.
But nonetheless, we went there. And I will say, this was, like, I love me some Korean barbecue and stuff like that, but something about the hot pot was, like, really fun.
Because it was interactive. You got to do it yourself, even though you're like...
I love that.
Yeah.
And then, like, it just kept bringing out food for you, even though you basically are cooking at home.
Right.
Basically. So it's
but these are ingredients that I ain't got at the house.
It's great. Like, you pay your flat price, and then you be like, this is what I want, and then they just keep on bringing it to you.
It was like, what, like 20, maybe $25 a person?
Yeah, maybe 25.
I think 25 is pushing it, actually. I think, well,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it was like 23 something, though. 23 and some change.
Yeah.
And then, like, what they do is you sit at this table, and it's got, like, little, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Your soup.
It's like what is it called? Pot. No, it's a heating element.
Like a burner type deal.
Yeah, so you have a table and it has 4 spots. And then inside the table is a heating element, like Tierra said, a burner. And then you choose your base, your soup base, I, of course, went for the spicy one. But yeah, bring you out your base and it's all you can eat. Just make sure you choose whatever base you want, because then it's not even like a big difference. It's like if you decided to change your base, it's like
$2.
Yeah. But then you choose like from all these different types of meat that you want. And it's just a big festival of meat and vegetables and noodles. And it's ridiculous.
The shrimp have eyes.
They bring you all these large, huge shrimp. Oh my god.
Do you shrimp did you watch cook? But they have eyes, guys. I still ate them, but they have eyeballs and they be
Paul, you eat the eyes.
Tierra, yes. you eat every single part of the pig, but a shrimp freaks you out.
I eat the chitlins. It didn't sleep.
Wait, did you eat the eyes on the shrimp? You ate the whole thing?
No, I cut the head off.
And I was okay, like, me too, because I was like, am I supposed to?
the pigs don't be looking at me when I eat them, Sheena.
No, you just eating up. You just eating everything else. I don't understand.
The shrimp was, they was looking at me and it was judging my life, so I had to cut his head off and put it to the side. I throw his little body.
Well, I have a life and I judge the life when you eat chitlins.
That's irrelevant. Chitlins with some pepper and some hot sauce?
Oh,
you guys couldn't know what you're missing.
Yeah, I know exactly what I'm missing. Pig intestines. Anyway,
solid pass.
Went up through.
I am disgusted.
Amazing.
But with the hot pot, what we had, okay, so for the meats, we had lamb, beef, chicken.
Was that garlic pork?
Pork, it was like a marinated pork. Oh my
God. That was amazing.
Right, oh my God.
And that's the fun part about the hot pot is that the meat that they bring out to you is still raw. So while you're heating up that soup, you put it in the hot pot and it cooks the meat right there in the soup.
Yes. And then you chose your vegetables. So we had like spinach, cabbage, lettuce. Mm-hmm. We had bok choy. We had a whole bunch of broccoli.
Bean
sprouts. Ooh, I had me some potatoes. Y'all, when the potatoes, like, they had like chunks of potatoes in the soup. And like, for some reason, the spice with the potatoes. Oh my God, that was my favorite part.
Oh, don't forget about the fish balls. We had fish balls
with a bomb.
And then the dumplings. Oh my God.
Even the tofu was good. The fish tofu.
The dumplings.
The fish tofu was really good.
Ridiculous.
Those dumplings.
It was a beautiful experience. And I can't wait to do it again. I just wish our area would have something more like that.
But if you do get a chance to get out and you see a hot pot place,
just
we recommend it. It's super fun, super active.
Get the all you can eat. Always do the all you can eat.
That's my favorite thing though about Korean food in general is that I don't know, something about it. There's so much food all the time. Like even if it's not an all you can eat, you know how they have all the different side dishes. There's just so many different choices with everything anyway. It's not just a burger and fries.
Yeah.
We had something to drink. What did we drink?
Oh, I got the soju.
Was it the pineapple? Peach.
It was. It was a mix, though. It was like some kind of pineapple juice with the soju. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That was delicious.
Yeah. I'm always going to advocate for soju. So if you get the opportunity to drink soju, drink soju.
Drink soju.
Sierra also drinks gin. So just take all of them to account.
First of all, gin and soju are so completely different in taste.
They are.
Thank God.
Sierra drinks liquor. I don't care what it is.
I ain't got no type.
Not at all. In my opinion, most of it is nasty anyway, but I'm a drink it though.
Well, that was a great experience. But after that, Maymay, then it wasn't even like a 3-hour break.
Sure was.
She then insisted on us going to get Korean barbecue. It wasn't like the first place we went to. The first place we went to last time was absolutely amazing.
Mm. I wish I remember the name of it, but I don't remember it.
I tagged it. I can't. It starts with a K. I'll look it up. But Katsu. It's something like that. Katsu Korean barbecue. I'll look it up. But it was amazing. And they had this amazing chicken. I don't know what they put. I don't know what they season they meat with, but they doing it right.
It was the bomb.
We gotta go there.
But I also recommend Korean barbecue if you've never had it. That's also another fun experience. It's just interactive. Something about the food being interactive and all the different options that you have. Mm. It just makes it
all the different stuff you can taste and try. It's always a good time.
So I'm definitely biased. Korean food is definitely like my
your jam.
Choice.
That's your jam.
Absolutely.
in between the Korean experiences, we went to Paris Baguette, which was my first time at Paris Baguette, and it was amazing. They have
little do you know that is also egg. Your Korean experience. That's still Korean.
Oh, that's still Korean. And yep. Then we had cake, and then I brought cake back, and it was delicious. And I should have got more than one.
I tell y'all that every single time. I always buy more than one of the pink cake.
Sheena, I didn't know.
To be fair, her situation was the same as mine. We didn't know. We get it. We eat it in the car. I ate mine in the car, and then I was like, shit. I should have got another one. Like, what if it wasn't good?
Remember, I had the other cake with the whip and the strawberry, and I ate that yes. in the car, which I was so miserable, and I shouldn't have did that because I was so full. It didn't make any sense for me to do that. And then
you're a bored eater. Okay, y'all. Tierra eats all the time.
Awesome.
And it isn't fair how little she is. But she just eats. She is constantly eating.
Like, you know what? Was Paris Baguette before or after the macaroons? Because we had eaten again.
Ooh, that's after the macaroons, God. I think.
It was after macaroons.
So first we stopped and got macaroons because I was drunk by the time we got the macaroons because I had drank a bottle of soju by myself.
You sure did.
Because we had went to the H Mart and I bought some soju at the liquor store next door. So then we went to Georgetown. This is still in D.C. Went to Georgetown and there's like this little
macaroon place.
We
were supposed to go to Georgetown Cupcakes, but their line was wrapped around the block. So we said,
wild.
Oh,
line was stupid.
Like, I don't know if they had like some kind of special President's Day sale on them cupcakes, but that damn.
It's just because everybody was
that line. That line is how I felt about the line when I see it Popeyes. Like,
right.
you drive off. You good, but you not like. Wait in
line. Good. Wait in line. Good. And don't y'all live there? Like, what
right.
Y'all
right.
Damn. Ain't no way all y'all came in from out of town for Christmas. Like, us. We the only ones.
Duh. We got the macaroons, and then, of course, it's just another thing we do where we pretty much buy everything in there, every flavor.
Yes.
We have to try it. So we're all sitting around with like three boxes of macaroons, sampling all of them.
Almond something champagne.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
I have never been so hurt as when I let Sierra like take a bite out of I gave Sierra it was more than half, and I gave her the piece to like take a bite out of to give it back. She completely ate it in one bite, and I was like, what the
See, but okay, listen. So she offered it to me, but she like offered it to me like with her hand, like, and so
yeah,
I bit it.
Like,
but then I thought that piece was mine. I ate the whole thing.
To bite it off so I can like hold the other piece from falling.
You should have put a big better grip on that thing, cause
you used your tongue to like pull it in.
It's talent.
Time to use her tongue.
We don't have to do this. Moving forward. There were so many macaroons. It was a good time. And then we went to Paris Baguette. And then we went for Korean barbecue. This is all in like 6 hours, you guys.
Yeah.
We weren't even remotely hungry. What were we?
We got
so
the car
dumb.
Saying, I'm so full.
We're so dumb. We're like, uncomfortably full after that. Like the.
Jeez.
Way.
What a disaster.
But we still sat there and ate.
Sure did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know how expensive that shit was? Shit.
I'm gonna try every meat.
I am actually very proud that I like that rule at Hot Pot. I like that rule of where it's like if you order too much food, then they'll charge you extra.
That's fair.
Because I can see people like ordering just to order because they paid. And
right.
just for them to waste all of that food. That would piss me off.
Yeah. Trust, when we come in and order, we have zero intention to waste.
I think the most that we left was like them little last pieces of chicken because I kind of forced myself to eat those because I was like, we're not getting charged today.
Yeah, we pretty much cleaned off the table.
Oh my god, the ramen that like cooked in that sauce. Oh my god,
boy,
yeah, we gotta go back to hot pot now.
Yeah, let's go back to hot pot.
Or we technically could do it.
If you guys like join our podcast to listen to us talk about food, you've joined the right place because we do it very well. You want to do what?
I'll be right back.
You said what, Tierra?
The place y'all went to the last time y'all went. So not when I came, but the other time we are talking about the chicken.
That's yeah, we gotta go back there. That place is popping. There's a lot of different. DC's got some really good food.
Yeah.
But that is definitely one of our food disasters. The next food disaster was our last trip that we just went on. We discovered that we also enjoy pre-eating. That's the thing.
Thank you, Sheena, for pointing that out.
Where we eat something before we go eat. Like, I don't know why. This is why we go to the gym, you guys, because obviously we have no choice. But we went to Argentina because we were supposed to be in Seattle, but that didn't work out. So, you know, non-rev life, we ended up in Argentina. And what was the first thing? We looked for food on the first day, and we ended up eating at the hotel.
Because stuff was closed because it was a holiday.
Yeah. Ended up eating at the hotel, though, but the food there was really good, and that's when we found out that everything there was super cheap. Like, I hadn't figured out the conversion thing yet, so at that point, I'm just looking at the menu, and I'm just ordering things, so I'm like, oh, well, like, hope this works out. And at first, I was like, okay, my food, I thought it was, like, maybe 30-something bucks, and I was like, damn it, but then it turned out to be $12.
Yeah.
Right?
$12. Super cheap. And then, the drinks are super cheap. So if you, if you can get to Argentina, you'll be fine.
Yes.
We were completely unprepared.
Completely. But it was awesome.
It worked out really well.
But I think the worst we did was in the airport because we got business class. That's where we did our pre-eating. We would eat at the airport even though we knew we had business class down there. And we were literally about to eat when we got on the plane.
I just wanted to try the pizza. We went to Burger King.
Exact same. No matter where we go, you two look for pizza.
I love pizza.
Yeah.
It's safe. But in Argentina, before we left, we went to Burger King, even though we knew we were going to be business class. Because we wanted to try that Burger King, which was delicious, by the way.
We did, because, the whole meals thing.
The who?
The meal mishap.
Bruh, don't get me started. But, it was annoying, but at least I did try something that I would never have tried. Like, I wouldn't have ordered it myself if that were just not... Yeah, since that's all that was there, I was like, okay, cool. This is the first time I had ever tried couscous.
Yeah.
Couscous.
Not that bad. It had a really good sauce. I was into it. But yeah, the Burger King was lit. I did order two patties, though, like a dumbass. Oh, I didn't realize it was going to be as large as it turned out to be. So I had to, back off.
They actually be feeding their people when they get fast food over there, and it be real stuff. It's because their chicken is bomb.
I'm gonna tell you, every time I leave the country, if I go to any fast food place, I can always tell that it's superior to what they're giving us here. And I'm annoyed because if McDonald's originated in the U.S., why is everybody else's food better than ours?
Because we have. Their laws as far as what they actually care, as far as like the government there, as far as what they feed their people versus us, who we can actually slide in a little bit of fake fillers here and there and get paid.
Right, they'd be like, hey, it's cheaper.
And all that stuff. And we also ate at McDonald's, me and Sierra. We didn't need to. We really did not need to eat at McDonald's.
Is that when we went to the two separate ones?
Yes.
Yo, my God. So their stuff is so cheap. It's ridiculous. So I don't even drink Coronas like that. But a six pack of Coronas was 85 pesos, Argentinian pesos. And I'm like, that's like a dollar.
That's like a dollar.
Ooh, wait.
But a six pack. I can't
wait. This next trip is going to be lit.
I'm excited.
So yeah, just in case you guys didn't know, we're going to go back to Argentina.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, Argentina and Brazil.
And we're going to stay in the same place with my favorite people. And I'm excited.
Yes. Goodbye.
And I'm going to order my same steak for, how much was it?
That I think it was steak was
like $12.
I ate everybody.
No, the steak wasn't $12.
Oh, that was for the whole meal. It was like $12. Yeah.
No, because the steak was 480 pesos.
Yeah.
And then the fries was like 200 pesos.
Yeah.
250.
Tina, Crystal and her mama all together was like 50. Yeah.
For all four of us was 50.
Yeah. And Z, it was like $50.
Ours was like $12, but ours was what?
I also got a like drink.
Seven something. Yeah.
I got a drink too.
Yeah. So we like. So what is that? I said 200 was like, God, I can't even remember how much.
It was pretty close. It was probably a little less than 12 because mine was 12 and mine was 7 something.
We was on some at the bar though, guys, because we just kept.
I spent $70 at the bar.
Oh my God.
Like we were, if y'all go back and watch that last Tipsy Topic Live, you'll see what I did.
It was a lot.
We were in it.
We just kept.
I know the bartender living his best life.
You didn't spend 70 by yourself.
No, it was all of our drinks together. It was like 70 bucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was so many drinks.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, we're just trying stuff. We're like, ooh, what's this on the menu? Like, we're literally just trying things. Why are we like this? We are literally the worst.
It's a great time.
This sounds good. Let's try it. What's the Argentina drink down here? Let's try that too. Literally just drinking shit.
Awful. Oh, did you give it to your dad?
I did. I don't know if he drank it yet, though. I saw it when I went to the house earlier today, but I didn't see if he had drank it. I'll ask him about it later.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's gonna be our travel podcast today.
I'm super excited, guys, to go back.
Me too.
To go back home.
Stay tuned for more of our little adventures, because then we'll Yeah, we're going to keep doing these. I like these podcasts. These are fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just looked it up. So 480 Argentinian pesos was $7.
Lit. For a steak.
And it was a big steak. It was like a thick, big steak. It was a pretty decent size. Oh, wait, you know what's here? Ooh, with mashed potatoes.
You didn't even need steak sauce or anything to go on.
You nope. did it. And that's how you know you have a good steak.
Yeah.
Is when you don't need the sauce.
That's when they have real meat at other places. Oh, my God.
Unlike Fratelli's, well, I'll get the same steak for $30.
That's what I was about to say. You know, they said the same damn steak, about $30-something dollars.
Save your coins, guys. We have a birthday coming up.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Wait.
In 3 months. Oh, Argentina is going to be for Sheena's.
Yep.
Woohoo.
Yep. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm about to get hoo-wee.
We can get you drinks. We're going to get you messed up. Exciting. I'm excited.
Super. I think I'm going to check a bag. You know what? No, I don't need to do that.
I'm not going to check my bag.
I'm going to stop you guys here. We're going to cut this podcast. And then we'll start the next one.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye, guys.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.